pray. Lord, cleanse us from all our sins, that we may look upon your word with an unobstructed view. Amen. So, what is your self-image? What do you think of yourself? Do you feel good about yourself, or are you down on yourself? As you look at your fellow students, do you wish you could be more like him or more like her? Do you envy other people and wish that you had their brains or their looks or their strength or their skills? Or do you look at others and feel sorry for them because they are not as smart as you or as good looking as you are? Or as strong, or as talented. The Holy Spirit tells us, "For I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith." Because that's the Holy Spirit speaking through Paul. 6,000 years ago, God created the first man and woman. What were they like? Well, I venture to say that they were probably the world's only perfect human beings. Perfect physically or mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. However, what that perfection was, I have no idea. Except when it comes to the spiritual matter. The God who created the heavens and the earth, the God who made you and me, the God who provides every human being with physical and mental attributes, this God tells us nothing about the physical appearance of Adam and Eve. Nothing about their specific talents. Except, I suppose, we could assume that Adam probably had the talents to care for the Garden of Eden. The only thing that God really tells us about these two people is that they were created in His image. And elsewhere, God defines His image as righteousness, holiness, and knowledge. The knowledge of God. So if such things as outward appearance, your looks, your hair, your strength, your skills, your IQ, if these things were so important, why didn't God tell us about this when He was talking about Adam and Eve? But He doesn't. Righteousness, holiness, knowledge of the divine, these were the important characteristics of Adam and Eve. Ah, yeah, well, that's true. But times have changed, right? Yeah, they certainly have. In fact, times changed back there in the Garden of Eden. As soon as Eve became dissatisfied with the way she was, the way God had created her, Satan led her to this dissatisfaction. He convinced her that she could be like God. If only she would eat of the fruit of that one tree. And suddenly for Eve, that tree became something that looked good for a source of food, something that was beautiful to behold. Suddenly it was something desirable to make her more than she was, to make her wise. And so she ate, and yes, indeed, times have changed. From that point on, sin colored the way people looked at themselves and at each other. No longer were such things as righteousness, holiness, knowledge, no longer were they important. Now it was all about earthly things. Beauty, power, riches, earthly wisdom. These qualities by the measure whereby people began to evaluate themselves and other people. And sadly, we've been caught up in that too. The world is constantly barraging us with this kind of stuff. Internet, television, newspapers, magazines, popular music, all of these things telling us how we should look, how we should strive for power and riches, how we should learn everything the world wants to teach us. The end result of that is, in this very room, there may be people who have low self-esteem, and others who think rather highly of themselves. Well, if this esteem is based on these earthly matters, then it is all wrong, whether it is low or high. As for the high self-esteem, you heard the words of God that I read at the beginning about this, that we're not to think of ourselves more highly than we ought. In addition, the Spirit says, if anyone thinks himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. And again, let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. And as for the low self-esteem, the Spirit tells us, for you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. And again, but God, who is rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. And raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. How can we be any lower than to see everyone else as being better than ourselves? How can we be any higher than to see ourselves as sons of the living God, sitting in heavenly places? So as it turns out, our low self-esteem, our high self-esteem, kind of go hand in hand. It's when we put ourselves down, realizing what we are by ourselves, that God then raises us up by giving us what Christ has gained for us. So we are not really esteeming ourselves, we are esteeming the Lord who made us what we are. Takes us back to creation, in the image of God. Christ Jesus has made it possible for us to be renewed in the image of God. He washed away the sins that dragged us down into pride. He bestowed upon us his righteousness that exalts us to heavenly places. We're righteous and holy. And the Spirit has caused us to know our God through Christ. So let's not measure our value by physical beauty, but by the beauty of holiness. Don't measure yourself, your value, by physical riches, but by the riches of the righteousness which is yours in Christ. Don't measure your value by physical power, but by the power of God's grace working within you. Don't measure your value by academic degrees, but by the fact that you know the Lord, who exercises loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. He who humbles himself will be exalted. We close with hymn 275. 275, verses 1, 4, and 6.
My soul, thank you, Father, my spirit shall in God. Just quick announcement that when looking